fashion and recycling come together tomorrow night at the Peggy Notabart Nature Museum. Sustainable Convergence is an annual event, and this year's focus is clothing and accessories that might just rival the butterflies. Professional designers from Chicago and across the country, as well as do-it-yourselfers, have created objects of beauty out of industrial leftovers. Chicago Public Radio's Jennifer Fields reports.
It may be hard to imagine that the delicate beige dress is actually made from corn, husk, silk, kernels, and cob. But that's the goal, to make us rethink what we call trash. Some designers look to the farm, others to the junkyard.
Alternator wire and rubber gaskets and aluminum, transistors and resistors.
That's Melissa Kolbus, a jewelry designer.
All the pieces are based on the materials that I find. This design never comes first, it's always the material that comes first.
Melissa says a lot of her time is spent building relationships with local manufacturers. She wants to be first in line for the scraps. At first glance, her necklaces appear to be small rubies strung on wire. Imagine one of the jewel-encrusted collars worn by Queen Nefertiti. Look closer. It's really tiny computer resistors strung together with silver wire. As beautiful as they may be, Melissa says it takes some people a while to wrap their heads around the concept. In fact, she gets a few complaints.
Oh, I can't believe, you know, you're charging this much money for trash and, you know, you thought what you saw was interesting. At some point, you have to consider that that in itself has value.
Tomorrow night's gala is called the Ecomodal Sustainable Fashion Showcase. Peter Nicholson organized the annual event. We met in a little coffee shop on the north side, and I wondered what was in the big box he brought to the table.
That is an umbrella that is made out of a kind of cool material that is both audio tape and fabric.
He says that value is a fairly simple concept.
There's more than one kind of value in the world. There's economic value, which is one we tend to focus on the most, but there's also environmental and social value, for instance. And so what we're trying to do with this show is show different approaches to this idea of sustainability. Basically, how can a piece of clothing be both create social value for those people who make it and distribute it, can create environmental value from those people who wear it, so in kinds of the dyeing processes, its impact on the environment, and then economic value for the manufacturers in terms of the profits they make in selling it.
Another designer taking part in tomorrow night's showcase is Donna Piacenza. She says inspiration came early for her.
It does all go back to my childhood, walking through my father's machine shop and just not distinguishing between the final piece and the process and the scraps left over, but really seeing value and beauty in all of those things.
Those scraps were undulating cream-colored ribbons that became necklaces, bracelets, and rings. But Donna says her work is about more than beauty.
Some people might look at diamonds and gold and think that that's valuable, but I'm more concerned about the treatment of the people actually doing the work.
These designers realize that necklaces made from computer parts and bracelets made from plastic shavings probably won't save the world, but maybe, just maybe, these fashions will someday cause manufacturers to rethink what they now consider worthless. I'm Jennifer Fields, Chicago Public Radio.